just before we begin, I'd ask members of council, have anyone any pecuniary interests they wish to declare at this time? Hearing none, we'll have it entered into the minutes, and certainly if during the course of this meeting one finds himself in conflict, notification of the chair to the chair identifying the conflict, and we'll certainly have it entered into the minutes. That brings us, of course, this evening to presentations, and just before I turn it over, I'll just let you, the CEO, bring it up and then speak to them.
Thank you, Your Worship. Under presentations, the first 3.1 is Texas Road Reconstruction Program, Modified Options. Mr. Zarling has some overheads. For your information, Council, that we're making this presentation so that nothing would come as a surprise to Council on Wednesday night. We want you to be aware and try to answer whatever questions you have so that you're fully prepared for Wednesday evening also.
Thanks, Mike.
That's good.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, what we have in front of us this evening is a review of the history of the Texas Road Reconstruction Program, and also we're going to be looking at two modified options for the reconstruction of Texas Road to a modified state status that actually takes care of the needs of the transportation and also provides some additional amenities depending on the particular option that we look at. Helping me out today is our honorary IT person, because I found out that we didn't have IT representation, so it's just an event that we had a flaw. Eric is helping me out. So the work area that we're looking at is not changed. It's going to be from County Road 20 to 2nd Concession Road, and this area is approximately 2.5 kilometers in length. A little bit of history. At the February 9th, 2012 budget session, Council requested that reconstruction of Texas Road be provided for in the 2013 and 2014 calendar years. Accordingly, administration had prepared a number of construction options to reconstruct Texas Road. Accordingly, at the February 4th, 2013 Council meeting, 8 separate options were presented. Ultimately, Council decided upon option number 6. At the special council meeting on June 18th, 2013, upon the advice of the Director of Corporate Services, the tender award for approximately $6 million for the Texas Road Reconstruction Project was held in abeyance pending the completion of the 2012 financial statements for the town of Emmitsburg and a thorough assessment of the town's capacity and ability to borrow money for this project and the associated costs to the taxpayers of the town. Council and administration are committed to addressing the long-standing needs of the residents on Texas Road, and following the outcome of the present financial assessment, administration is now bringing forward modified construction options for Council's information prior to an open house scheduled for Wednesday, August the 28th, 2013. The open house will be at the UCCU Center in the upstairs community room. When Council did make a decision on the 8 options, what they selected was option number 6, and we will go through some of the amenities of this option, but basically the estimated cost of that option was $6 million. So it wasn't the entry level work, but it wasn't also the one with all of the amenities. Next. What we looked at when we looked at the eight options originally, this was option number 1, and this is an entry level, which basically would provide the basic transportation needs for Texas Road, and it also provided a asphalt trail. It also provided some minimal storm work, and it also provided for restoration of driveway approaches. The total cost of this option at that time was $2.6 million, approximately. Option number six, which council decided on and accepted, is basically an urban cross-section. This is complete with curb and gutter, with concrete trail, a 1.5-meter sidewalk on the south side, and the concrete trail was actually 8 feet in width, 2.4 meters, and it would provide for a general trail and bike path at the same time. One of the options that was looked at was basically trying to utilize the existing asphalt surface and the existing granular base with a pulverizing type of work that would actually grind the existing asphalt and the granular together, grade it, compact it, and then build a road over top of it. One of the things that happened after selection of option six is that we undertook detailed engineering analysis. Geotechnical studies were done of the existing asphalt and stone base, and the results that came back from the geotechnical engineer was that the existing asphalt surface and the existing granular would not provide a suitable base for a highway road. One of the reasons for that is that at one time the asphalt surface was already recycled and it was utilized a second time. The other issue with the granular material is a very fine material, and while it may suit other purposes, at this time it would not service and meet the standards of a granular A road-based material. So accordingly, what we're going to see in some modified options are a little bit different road cross-section. So the cost of this section that council approved, and let's go to was basically just a hair under $6 million. So moving ahead to what we have been working on for the last several months is two modified cross-sections. The first one that we're looking at would be similar to the entry-level number one option that council did not approve last time. But this, again, it provides all of the basic transportation needs for Texas Road. What we're looking at, because of the issue that we have with the granular A and the asphalt, instead of pulverizing and using and building over top of it, all of the material has to be excavated and replaced. So you see some extra thickness of the excavation. And we're looking at 18 inches of granular A in this location. What this provides is a basic rural cross-section. The road width is a little bit wider than the existing road that's there now. It does provide an 8-meter walkway. It does provide minimal storm drainage on the north side and the south side. Basically, the storm drainage will be roadside swales, wherever possible, catch water basins, and it'll utilize the existing open drain on the south side for an outlet, and the river pipe outlet is also sufficient. We also have received an approved plan from MOE as far as the storm sewer. So whatever works we do to the storm sewer has already been approved, so there's no more waiting required. We would be utilizing the existing street lighting from County Road 20 to Knob Hill. There is a fairly recent lighting situation there from Knob Hill to Second Concession. It's more scattered. However, these are Bell poles that have lights on certain poles. We have been in touch with Bell Canada, and they are in the process of upgrading the poles at that area from Knob Hill to Second Concession. We would be able to utilize those new poles with the salvaged cobra heads that we took out of the community adjustment fund areas, and we can have sufficient lighting in that regard. Next page. Cost of this option, $3.5 million approximately. And the reason for such an increase over the entry level from the previous option number one is basically the required excavation and the required granular material that would have to be provided. Now we're looking at option number two, modified cross-section, and this basically would be the old option that council approved, which would be option number six, with a few amenities taken out. The area that would not be done at this time would be the complete storm sewer on the south side of Texas Road. There would be no second sidewalk on the south side of Texas Road. And there would be no curb and gutters throughout Texas Road. What would remain is a 9-foot wide sidewalk on the north side, which would be an all-purpose trail. So it would encompass a walking path and a bike lane. There would be a second bike lane on the south side because of the fact that we have a bike lane on the north side. We've checked into the regulations, and although not totally mandatory, it would be recommendable to have a bike lane on both sides. We also have slightly wider road cross-section. And the total cost of this work is $3.73 million. Now, subject to any comments that we receive after this presentation, that we do have planned an open house. This would be on the 28th of August. It would be at the UCCU. We will be receiving comments from the people that attend, and those comments will be brought back to council at the very next council meeting. If there's any questions, it is rather a short presentation, but I think the message is clear.
Thanks, Lou, for that presentation. Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to our engineer, Mr. Tarlinga. On that option, the last option you gave us, does that mean the digits are still going to be there, but they won't be buried or anything?
No, the ditches are still going to be there. What this does also, modified option number two, it still provides the municipality and or the landowners to put a storm drainage system in the future. There's a number of ways that this can be done. It can be done either through the Local Improvement Act or it can be done through the Drainage Act. The other thing that can be done if the sewer is put in there, then at a later date, there could be something that was put in at that time. The sidewalk put in at that time, and that those could be added amenities at any time in the future. So we've left the door open for that purpose. The other thing that we've done, and you'll notice, look at the pickup truck there, you'll see a dashed line that just goes just over the seats. We're dropping the road so that we have positive drainage to the road. The previous cross section did not have positive drainage. There's a number of situations where depending on rainfall, the rain could actually end up going back on the people's lawns. So this would prevent that from happening. So there are a few amenities built into this option that the other ones don't. This is a 9-foot wide walkway instead of an 8-foot wide walkway. And there's a number of reasons for that. We're working in conjunction with, potentially conjunction with the Greenway, with the Conservation Authority. And there may be a use for them to utilize that instead of other areas that they're looking at. The 8-foot would not serve.
Bill, could you speak in the mic so people in the back can hear you, please? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Lou. The question that probably will be asked, and we're a little ahead of ourselves with the question, but when will this project start? When we approve it, whatever we're going to do on the 3rd of September, when will the project start and how long will it take to finish?
Mr. Mayor, the project would have to be retendered. The modified works vary substantially from what was tendered previously. There'd be a number of complications if we tried to utilize that existing tender that was initially approved. Tendering could take place immediately. The work would still begin in the fall of 2013. The works would be complete in the end of August of 2014.
Thank you.
Councillor Davey, followed by Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. I've got two questions, Lou. thank you for this plan. It looks like what I like about it is that there's still potential for moving to, when grants come through, to take it back to the high quality option 6 that we were talking about in the past. Two questions though I have. One is the tender that Deputy Mayor Sutherland commented about. Are we at risk for the tenders being much higher? We've also often experienced getting quotes, and then when we come to the time, the quotes can jump up. Is there a risk of that, or I suppose there always is, but if you can speak to how tight this is so that we don't get caught up in being under budgeted for this. And the second question is, I still, or at least could comment, is I'm still concerned, and maybe with the 9-foot sidewalk it might work out, but I'm still concerned about there not being any parking. And I tell you why. I mean, I work in the community, and sometimes you can go to a driveway and all the family are in that driveway. If they have visitors, if there's a wedding, if there's a party, if there's a christening, if there's a whatever, there's nowhere else for people to park. And certainly we know that the people in the community have lots of friends and have lots of celebrations. I'm concerned about no parking. And I would at least like you to at least consider alternate parking at different months, so that one bike lane could be used one time and the other. And that happens a lot in other communities. So I just want to take that into consideration, because I think it would be a social issue if we don't deal with that.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you. So, Lou, if I'm correct, it's going to come back to council at the next council meeting then, in terms of the recommended option and financial implications. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to assume then, because we're $2.3 million, that this has been kind of vetted, even though the financial information isn't, here, in terms of what the net effect on tax rate, current budget, et cetera, is. I think that's important to see before we make that final decision. Council already made a previous decision based upon what we were told was affordable, and we certainly don't want to find ourselves in that same boat again. So we're clear that that's going to be part of the report that will come forward in September then.
Yes, yes, it will. But I can say that we've had meetings with Mike and with Val, and we've acknowledged that the financial is okay, or we wouldn't be here this evening.
Very good.
If I may answer the previous questions, there's always a risk when tendering. What we've done to counteract that potential risk is we've utilized existing information that was up to date as far as road construction and whatever has to be done in this particular construction for Texas Road was looked at very closely, and we've utilized the up-to-date information as far as the values for unit prices, so that we're relatively sure that the estimate is fairly clear.
And council will make that decision if they agree with this option.
The other item regarding parking, Mr. Mayor, to have parking on Texas Road right now with this, with the layout as it is not sufficient. So there would have to be at least an extra lane put in, which would add substantially to the cost of the project.
Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. Through you to Lou. Two of my questions have been answered, but my main concern is regarding the financials, and I know that council cannot proceed with any decision until we have all the financials in place. And also, I have a question about, is it your recommendation that either option 1 or 2 we proceed with the whole of Texas Road up to the second instead of just a knob hill in the first phase, as we were going to do this year, and then we were going to proceed with the second part of it to the second next year, or are you recommending that we do this all at once?
This would still be a 2-year project.
So this is still a 2-year project?
And that would help with the financing.
Okay. So you would still just go up to the one section in 2013, if we could get this ready to go?
There could be a number of situations that could come along in that regard. The tender is going to be let out as one contract, and still state that it's basically a 2-year project because of the financial. However, you could get a contractor that might decide to go up to Knob Hill and maybe go further without receiving any payment certificates for 2 or 3 months. That does happen at some times.
Councillor Pilon.
Thanks, Wayne. Just a couple, three questions. Actually, it's mostly from option one. I may have missed it. On option one, was the lighting going to be added from Knob Hill Road to the second concession? That's the first question, like continue the lighting. How wide was the trail going to be on option one? And also, pulverizing the existing asphalt. That was fine for your option one, but the other options, you chose to have it removed and put a granular base much deeper. So are we talking a lot longer lifespan? With, say, option, your option, what was it? Option two modified, I believe. Option one modified was 3.5 million. So was there a lot longer lifespan with pulling that asphalt out, putting in a new base?
In regards to the pulverization was recommended for the previous options that included options 1 to 8. At that time, we had not done detailed geotechnical testing. And we made an assumption, and that assumption proved to be inaccurate. The reason that to remove the pulverization option is not for, say, longevity. It's the material itself is not going to operate and not going to function the way it should be. The granular material is too fine, and then the asphalt itself, as I said before, was already utilized at one time for a reclamation operation. The geotechnical is not recommending its reuse.
So if I may, so for the option one, then the 2.6 million, that's going to be removed there also. Okay.
Correct.
I guess I must have missed it when you spoke to it.
The option number one was put in there just so that council would have a refresher as to what they looked at back then. Option number one and number six, the options in between, there was subtle differences or whatever, but generally it gives you a good cross-section of what you looked at several months ago.
So further to that, so then option one, will the lighting continue from Knob Hill to the second?
With option one modified and two modified, yes, in both options the lighting would be continued.
And how wide will the trail be?
Option number one modified would be 8 feet. Option number two modified would be 9 feet.
Thank you.
Councillor DePasquale, followed by Councillor David.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Lou. I think this question has been brought up before. The sanitary sewers, do they run down the center of Texas Road, or are they on which side?
No, the sanitary sewer is situated on the south side of the road. It's nearly down the drain in the middle of the ditch.
So it wouldn't be affected at all?
The drain itself, the pipe is a transite pipe. It's an asbestos type of material, asbestos cement. It's a good pipe. We've sent a camera through. The pipe itself is in good condition. What is not in good conditions are the services. So the services under both option one and option two are both recommending that the services be replaced.
When you say the services, could you please elaborate, Lou?
And the services would be the private pipe connection from the homes into the main concrete asbestos cement pipe that's under the road.
And that would be done during that construction of the road itself?
Yes. Yes. Well, that's one of the things that would be done right at the start, just to get it out of the way.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and that raises a second question for me. So that will be an additional expense to the constituents that once it passes the property line, or will it connect to theirs?
It would go to the property line to the main sanitary sewer. The cost of the sanitary corrections would actually be ultimately charged to the wastewater rates.
Okay, thank you. And my other question in relationship to, if we go with the second option and we use the 9 foot the 9 foot bike lane, which is what IRCA and the bikes people recommend, would we be a possible available grants or funding or a shared cost for some of that cost for that trail, the 9 foot versus the 8?
We've had some preliminary talks with other people that could potentially share the multi-use trail. We haven't really extended those talks.
Mike, if you
Mayor, would. I think we council should understand that IRCA, while it really would like to proceed with some sort of a trail, as Lou had mentioned, nonetheless has no money. So that was one of the things we did explore with whether or not they would be willing to participate in the expansion of this, but there's no money there, it's just an idea.
Councillor Pouget, you had your hand up?
Thank you, Mayor Harris. My questions have been answered.
Councillor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I might have missed it, but this trail, what substance is in that or pavement?
The trail itself is asphalt. And it would be built to the same standard as the road itself, because there could be at times heavy equipment over top of that trail too.
Any further discussions? What's your pleasure relative to the presentation of Protected Road, Councillor Sutton?
Move the presentation be received.
Been moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussion? Yeah. All in favor, it's got nothing to do with the motion. All in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimous. Our CEO, Mike, you want to?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just so council knows, your agenda for next Tuesday evening meeting will come out at the same time, but there will only be a reference on that agenda to Lou's report, because we'll take the Wednesday night feedback and have a report prepared, hopefully get it to you, delivered perhaps Friday, Saturday, something.
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Mr. Betts. Will there be a recommendation coming from administration regarding the financials, which one we could can afford at that time, or?
Your Worship, with respect to that, yes. As we've indicated, every report now is going to come forward with an analysis of the financials, and in this case, depending on the feedback, so we don't want to prejudge anything on Wednesday night, there might be overwhelming opposition to everything.
That's right.
And so we don't know what we might be recommending. But if we are bringing back a recommendation, there'll be a thorough analysis of the financials with our recommendation on how best to proceed.
Okay, that being done, that brings us, of course, to the report by our corporate Director of Corporate Services. Just before we do that, we'll be talking about finances. I think this is the appropriate time to introduce to council and certainly to those in the audience our new budget analyst, Wendy Dade, and we want to take this opportunity to welcome Wendy to council, to the town of Amherstburg. Wendy will be responsible at the budget analyst for preparing the 2014 budget. So welcome aboard, Wendy.
Okay, the item 4.1 council report from corporate services addressing the 2011 and 2012 cumulative operating deficit.
Waiting for me to do a presentation. I have no presentation. The report was self-explanatory. I'm here to answer any questions that the members of council might have. Thank you.
That being said, everybody has read the presentation, I'm sure. Has anyone any questions, any comments, or concerns? Councillor Puget, followed by Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I just wondered if it was possible, since it is a public meeting, if we could have it on our overhead so the public could see what we were reading and the questions we will be directing.
Yeah, I'll just move over then. Val assistance is on the way.
Did you want to go to the one?
If we could go to page, I believe it's page 6, 2011 operating expenditures.
Councilor Pilon?
Just wanted some clarification from Val while you're getting that. Can I?
Please, go.
Your 2011 our operating deficit was 1.6, correct?
That's right.
But 2012, we had a surplus of 1.2?
That's right.
So that's where the 407 is a deficit for those 2 years.
That's right.
And but it wasn't brought forward. Is that brought forward in our 2013?
Well, one of the things that we tried, that we did just recently was we did the 2011 financial statements, and we just completed our 2012 financial statements. As I've tried to outline in this report, the actual versus budget comparison and the report back to council, which is a slightly different financial presentation, that wasn't done when we did the 2011 and the 2012 financial statements. And my commitment was that as part of this journey to take a look at where we're at and bring things up to date, was I would bring it back to you at some time. And this is the date that we picked to bring this back.
Okay.
And so this speaks to the year end for 2011 and the year end for 2012 and where they are. We've had to do some extensive work with our auditor to go back and take a look at the numbers, and some cleanup has been required. But these numbers are numbers that I'm quite comfortable with and I can speak to at this point.
I think if we let them get through this, if whatever they're trying to do here, then we can get involved with it. You can't do it. You're going to just have to. Council's got the report in front of them, have you not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can ask questions at this time if you've got any questions.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Are you okay now? Are you ready to go? On page six, okay, there was operating costs higher than budget for the UCCU. It was $359,000, correct? I just want to make sure I'm reading it right.
Yes.
Then the interest charges under UCCU was an additional $195,000, and that was that? Not budgeted, or it was just over what was predicted?
I think sometimes, through Mr. Mayor, I think sometimes what happens when we're projecting interest, principal and interest payments, depending on when the debt is issued, there's a month's difference between when the first payment happens, and it appears that that's what happened in 2011. I don't have the information to go back and validate that because even the staff that were part of preparing that are not available and accessible to me. But it appears that's what happened. It has nothing to do with the UCCU complex. It has just to do with from the way we did our planning and budgeting for the principal and interest payments on the debt, there was a shortfall.
And
may I
go ahead?
Go
ahead.
And
I do understand that. And then it said UCC budget overstated $523,000. So that was, we expected to make that amount of money, but we didn't.
Again, through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll try and answer this, and then if Dean wants to step in, he's welcome to. But my understanding was when the budget was set in 2011, it was set based on some information that had been provided previously. And the director of recreation really didn't have the opportunity to make that call and make that decision at that time. And when he did have the opportunity to do it after a full year of operation, he looked back and he said, this is what we think is realistic in terms of the budget. I think it appeared that the numbers were overstated at that time, and recent experience has demonstrated that.
If I
Mayor,
thank you. If I can add to that, I think Council should understand that that first budget for the UCCUC was prepared based on estimates provided by, I believe it was New Stadia that provided the report to Council. And early observations are the revenues were, in my opinion, overstated and the expenditures were understated, and hence some operating difficulties.
And we have talked about that before. Councilor Davis.
Just a language clarification for my own knowledge on page six as well, under the 2011 operational revenues, transfers for reserves, transfer from tax stabilization reserves not done. What does that mean? Does that mean that we didn't process through that 570?
That is correct.
And how so that it wasn't done, so therefore we had to pay it another time? Or what does that mean?
Well, it trickled through into 2012. And now we're going to take care of it in 2013.
Okay.
Councilor Cluget, followed by Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Could you just go back and just explain that again to me? I think I lost you partway.
Sorry.
No. Regarding Councilor Davies' question, we didn't pay for it at that time. Was that just an oversight? And then now we have to catch up with that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't know. I'm just reporting the financial information as we have before us, following the work that we've done with the auditors and through the process of doing the year end. There was a budgeted transfer from tax stabilization reserve, and it wasn't processed.
But I think, Val, if we can cut through this somewhat, when you first made the presentation to this body, you were talking about a deficit. And the deficit is not even remotely to what was initially spoken to. Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and to you, Mr. Mayor, I would say that you're correct in saying that my expectations were that we were going to have a far more significant deficit than we have at this point. I think we've done some work, we've done a lot of cleanup, and we've looked at the issues and we've tried to lay out the issues without masking or hiding anything from council. We think it's important that council see the information and digest it. And the numbers are large, there's no question. It doesn't give me any great pleasure to present these numbers to you, but it is what it is. And what we've tried to do is lay out the extent of the challenge that we've faced and a solution in terms of moving forward. And I think what you see before you, just so you have a sense of what has been presented to you, you see 3 years of financial data, 2011, 2012, and we're going to talk in a minute about 2013. Most organizations are dealing with 1 year of financial data at any given time, and maybe a budget for the following year. So this is a lot of stuff that's been going on over the last little while. And what we've tried to do is bring it to some closure so that once you're done with this, all of our financial information and our records are up to date as of the end of 2012, and we're ready to move forward into 2013 and the future, which is where really council is interested in being focused going forward.
You know, speaking about that, in the various years at our last AMO conference we had, one of the things municipalities are now doing is doing their base budget over a four-year period. And I think that in itself is something that really is advantageous to the various councillors. Councillor Davis, you have your hand.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, interpreting, because when I read this over the weekend, I thought, is this what I'm reading? On page 7, the very top sentence, the cumulative deficit from 2012 is $407,112. Is that it? Or this $38 million that has been flying around, what is that compared to the $38 million that we've all been hearing about?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, the $38 million that we've been hearing about is the debt on the municipality's books. And that debt has to do with the infrastructure we have in place, buildings like the UCCU complex, the pollution control plant, the urban renewal project that we had here, all the reconstruction we've had all around town over the last 3 to 5 years. And so in a sense, that $38 million is a mortgage payment, a mortgage that we have. And so we have amounts that we pay each year to pay down that mortgage. And so we have those amounts built into our budget. So each year we pay off the mortgage. So it is a debt that we have in our books, but it's something that we will be paying down over a period of time. And that's normal with many municipalities.
So this 407,000. What were you expecting that to be, or what had been surmised that that figure was going to be? Before, I mean, you know what I'm saying, because there has been, I want to say, a whole bunch of people have been extremely distressed and heard a lot of less than accurate information. That doesn't matter how many times we've corrected it or have talked about it, they're still looking at some the worst case scenarios that could be happening despite this really important move that we're making. And I'm really concerned that we be extremely clear where we actually are compared to what we thought we might have been when we were first looking at the numbers, because I think it's important for the public to know if in fact it's better than we thought it was. How much better is it? The 38 million, I understand mortgages, trust me, I understand mortgages, and that's not a bad thing because it means that the value of the town is higher, but despite the fact that we don't want to be too close to the edge of that, but the deficit is one thing that people do get cranky about. So is that within a good range? Is that still pretty cranky, or is that better than you had perceived it when you first saw these numbers roll in?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I really don't want to encourage any further speculation on this. All I can say is I thought it was going to be worse than this, and when we put the numbers together, we were able to clearly understand that this was the extent to which we had to deal with this. It was a it was less of a concern for me, and that's why we were able to bring it forward and bring forward a solution along with it. I think, generally speaking, municipalities should not be in a deficit position. So from my perspective, I would suggest that, and one of the things that we're trying to do is aspire to where we should be. We should not be in a deficit position at year end, and one of the directions that our CAO has given us as a management team very clearly is that even for 2013, when we come back to council, if there's an issue, we will make recommendations to deal with these types of things going forward. Nothing comes forward without a recommendation from staff to address it.
Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you. Just a couple more questions on 2011. I take it we'll deal with 1 year at a time. Easier for everyone to follow that way. So just looking at the gas tax amount that wasn't received, is there a story behind that figure of $374,000, why we would have budgeted for a gas tax grant we didn't receive, and is there any chance of recuperating those funds?
Actually, Councillor Sutton, you're quite astute, because you picked up the one thing that I was actually going to correct in this report before we finish this discussion. It was, in fact, received. But the issue here is, and it was budgeted for, which is what confused me when I first saw it, but today staff clarified for me what had happened. We traditionally put the gas tax aside to fund capital projects, and this is the operating budget. So for some reason in 2011, and again I'm not sure why, it was budgeted as an operating item, so the budget shows up. The money was received, but when they realized that this is not an operating item, it was removed. And so when we were doing the analysis a couple of weeks ago, I said, who would budget for this in operations? But anyway, it was clarified for me. So it was an error that was made. So in fact, my statement is incorrect. It was received. It was just moved into capital to fund capital projects.
So if I'm following correctly, then the money was received.
Correct.
It was used to finance capital.
Correct.
Which created or added to an operating deficit because it was included as a source of revenue on the operating side.
It was budgeted as a source of revenue, yes. Thank you.
And had the tax stabilization reserve transfer been performed, if I'm reading that correctly, then instead of looking at a net deficit of $407,000 with 2011 and 12 combined, we'd be actually in a revenue positive situation with a surplus of about $160,000-some-odd, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead, Councilor Puglia.
My next concern is in 2012, but I don't know if Council's finished with 2011.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor Hurst, through you too. On page 15, the year ended December 31st, 2012. For the bylaw enforcement officer, the budget was... It was budgeted for $87,649, and it went to $116,514 for an increase of $28,865. And the same thing with the fire department, there was an increase of $116,273. And I can understand police department because they fall under a police services board, and if there's, crime in a certain area, then it includes overtime. But I just don't understand why this increased so much for both of these departments. And if they came before us on a monthly basis and gave us a heads up that we're going over budget, that would help Council significantly, and it would save us from going into a deficit. Is that correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, absolutely, and that's exactly why we're beginning to do that as we speak. You'll see today a report for the month ending July 31st and a projection for year end for 2013.
Brenda, would you want to respond, please?
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. It's my understanding that the bylaw enforcement overage in that department for that year was a result of a pay equity procedure. The other, with the fire, I understand that there was an increase in the number of calls, which which is hard to predict, and it was also a result of negotiations with the volunteer firefighters.
Thank you. Through you, Mayor Hurst, to Brenda. So does it depend on the number of calls? Because our firefighters are volunteers, and they get a stipend, correct? And it doesn't depend on how many calls they go out on. That's it? What does depend on calls? But for our fire chief and the other, our full-time firefighters, that does not depend on it at all. Just on the fire calls. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Pilon, please. Councillor Pilon?
Yes.
Up here, please, if you want to. Please, no cross
well,
table.
Yeah, okay, I do. Just
okay.
A clarification.
Well, just ask the chair. Go ahead.
Can I have a clarification?
Sure.
I think Councillor Fuji said that she spoke to the fire budget. And correct me if I was wrong, I'm wrong. You said that the volunteer firemen are on a set wage and they don't get an extra, but they do. They get fire calls.
Yes, that was explained to us.
Did you? Okay, I thought you said they didn't.
I think he was asking.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Anyone else? 2012? Anything else? No. Councilor Fuji?
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. I have another question regarding page 16. It says other income, non-tax revenues under non-departmental revenues, budgeted for 52,343, and the actuals were 534,164. There's a difference of $481,821. Could you please tell me what that's for?
Of course. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Of course. It's actually spoken to in the report.
16.
Let me just put that in.
It'll be page 17 of the PDF.
17? Page 17? Page 17.
That's better.
Sorry, Dal. Page 17.
That has... There's a couple of different things. I guess the most significant factor in the other income is, if you remember when the General Chemical closed down, there was a significant tax bill outstanding. And we went through a process, and that in that process, we had to write down a significant amount. We wrote down that amount in 2011. So 2011, we wrote down a significant amount, about $600,000 in change. In 2012, we recovered amounts from the county and the school boards in the amount of about $411,000, and that accounts for the majority of that amount there. So the county and the school board portion was returned to us because we had previously paid the school board and the county.
Okay. Go ahead.
So that's a positive?
That's correct.
And so in the future, when it says other income, there'd just be a brief breakdown of that so we have a better understanding?
Absolutely. I think our CEO has made that clear to us that moving forward, once we go through a couple of these iterations, we are going to be providing more detail on these reports to you. So council will see more information going forward.
Councilor Pilon.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. While we're on that same page, I believe, on revenues, departmental revenue.
That's good.
I just noticed, going through the report, we budgeted $800,500 revenue for the complex, but yet we received $961,000. So they actually made $161,000 more than what was predicted. Is that correct?
Well, our director of recreation and culture is here, who can speak to that. I think he.
Well, shit, if it's good news, let's get it out there.
To you, Mr. Mayor. it's cautiously good news. Yes, absolutely. We did do well on revenues last year. We also went slightly over on expenses, but our net line was better than what was predicted at the end of last year. So we'll call it a success story. We still got some work to do.
And I think, you know, in all seriousness here, because this is important to understand, complexes such as the UCCU, they don't make money. That's a level of service to the municipality, for the residents in the municipality, and let's not overlook that fact. But let's not overlook the fact also that for the development, the construction of that particular facility, this municipality, through the two senior levels of government, were paid over 15 point, I believe it was $6.5 million to offset the cost of that $24 million facility. And so those are the things you've got to look at also. But anyway, we've talked about this issue. You've got your recommendation before you as it relates to addressing the cumulative debt for the year 2011 and 2012. What's your pleasure? Councillor Davies.
I'll move that the recommendation that the report by the Director of Corporate Services dated August 16, 2013, read July 2013 financial update year end forecast. Wrong one. Back, sorry.
The first one.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Page four.
Holy smoke. That the report by the Director of Corporate Services dated August 21st, 2013, addressing the 2011-12 cumulative operating deficit be received. Administration be directed to bring the cumulative 2011-2012 operating deficit of $407,112 to zero through a transfer from the tax stabilization reserve of $407,112. That the appropriate policies be brought forward for council to ensure these issues are managed on a proactive basis in the future.
Supported by Councillor Sutton. Further discussion? Councillor Sutton.
Just one quick question, because I think, you know, the key point here is those appropriate policies being brought forward to avoid a reoccurrence. What's the general timeline for that, Val? When do you expect those to be before council? By year's end, October? When are you suggesting that might occur?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the schedule that we issued earlier this month actually lays that out. I believe in October there will be some policies coming forward for council to look at. And it's for council's information. Clearly, we've already begun going down that path internally with our CAO and the senior management team. We're looking at things very carefully as we speak, so you can rest assured that even before the policies start to come forward to council, you're going to be seeing the fruits of some of that in the reporting that's coming forward to you.
Councillor Sutton?
Just one other comment. I actually did a little homework on the weekend and checked out the Ontario site for the FIRs and their filings, and it's uncanny, you know, people like to point fingers, but just in our region of Western Ontario, there's 52 municipalities that are currently lacking in putting their FIRs forward online, and 6 out of 9 single and upper and lower tier governments in Essex County still don't have theirs in. So it's nice to see Amherstburg's name up there while others are lagging behind. So good work by all involved to get that brought forward.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, just a suggestion too is if it's possible, if we could have, when we have these reports coming in, if we could have them large screen ready, because it's going to be brutal for people sitting in the audience not knowing what numbers we're talking about. And I think that if we plan ahead, that might work nicely for folks.
I think all of that information will be taken under consideration, and you'll see some improvements relative there too. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. The next item, of course, is the budget variances as of the 31st of July. have them report. Any questions of council at this time? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, looking, Val, at the building permit fees being less than what was anticipated, and knowing that it's legislated that the building department run on a kind of revenue neutral building, or revenue neutral basis, I should say, will we look for savings within that department then as a first step, or will we look to other departments to help offset that deficit that we're forecasting?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the approach that we've been taking at the senior management team has been that we would first take a look within the department and then look elsewhere within the organization to find ways to mitigate the impact of that.
Okay, great, thank you.
Mike, you want to just add to that for us, please?
Just as I've indicated to council in the past, and Val's quite correct, look internally, but in a situation like that, the Act does require that through building permits you cover your costs.
Right.
I mean, if you only issue one building permit in a year, that building permit could cost $400,000 to put a new deck on your house.
Yeah.
So obviously that's not workable.
Right.
So in a situation here, I've had some concerns regarding the budgets, if I may vary for a second, Mayor. I've had some concerns about what has transpired and how we managed to get to where we are. Just back on that last item, with respect to the $1.6 million deficit in 2011, that should have and was not reported to council. It's required by the Act to report to council, and council is required to include that in the subsequent year's budget as the first item. For whatever reason, it wasn't, so council proceeded budgets over the past 2 years without any idea of what council was facing in terms of deficits. Although it wasn't as bad as was first indicated. But in our situation, in a case like that, internally, certainly we can't cover that in the building department. So then we look corporately. And last meeting, while we were considering the preparation of this report, we've already identified some areas that we're holding off slowly but surely to see where we are at the next month's report, because I think Councillor Pouget asked earlier. And it's our intention to report at the end of the first quarter of the year, at the end of the second quarter of the year, and then at the end of the third quarter, and then October and November. So you'll get them as we get closer to the end of the year. There's no sense in doing it at the end of December, because that's year end, it's part of the next year's budget anyway. So we're working on all that together. But right now we're just holding that in abeyance, because quite honestly, I'm very concerned about the quality of the budget, the type of budgeting that's been presented to council. We've held senior management meetings where, quite frankly, there are items in the budget when I ask questions and the senior managers, the directors, are not able to answer because those numbers have been put into their budget from other departments, whether it be Treasury, HR, IT. There are numbers that are, quote, plugged in, and that's unacceptable. So we're trying to get a handle on all of that. And that's why the one recommendation here is that we stay on top of it and we bring you back a recommendation as we start to get better numbers. But this is our first cut.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Mike. I appreciate that, Mike. I've seen the change in the last few weeks. Information is coming faster and things are being put together. You can see a change already in my view.
Councilor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, and I want to compliment the hard work that everyone working on this has done, because it's very reassuring, and I feel like we can move forward with a lot more confidence than we would have 5 months ago. In the operating revenues schedule, you know, one of the things we fell into quite a few years ago was with exuberance, where people overestimated how much money would be made in a like the UCCUC, for instance, and underestimated a bunch of other things. So then all the numbers got skewed. So I do hope that when we're doing things like operating revenues, that when we like, for instance, with the building permit fees, yeah, we have an idea of what the growth of is in town and what should be semi-expected, but not to get over-exuberant, be under-exuberant, and we may feel a little more comfortable with the brackets around the numbers in the future.
And I don't know whether that's a problem to do that, but I think it would make a lot more sense than assuming that we're going to make a lot of money that we really didn't have a basis for, and then be disappointed because we didn't reach that target that wasn't possible to reach.
Are there any questions? What's your pleasure, Councilor Sutton?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the report by the Director of Corporate Services, dated August 16, 2013, re July 2013 financial update and year-end forecast be received. Number two, administration continue to report back monthly on 2013 actual versus budget performance and year-end forecast. And three, administration bring forward recommendations and future reports to address variances from budget as required.
Mayor supported. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Next on the agenda. Councilor Pinault?
Motion to adjourn.
Can move and there's support. Deputy Mayor Sutherland, all in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you. Have a safe trip home. I hope you enjoyed the information that was provided this evening.